Chapter 1. It was one of those mornings that made him feel great to be alive. The sun was just beginning its ponderous ascent over the coral sea. The soul-sapping humidity of the north had yet to make its presence known through the cool breezes that wafted gently up the shore into Barry, Bazza, Ottoman's face as he stood on the dunes at the top of the beach. He listened to the gentle susurration of the waves lapping on the shore and the bird song emerging from the tropical rainforest behind him, the only sounds to be heard. He scratched at the long beard he had been cultivating for over 10 years, ever since he first came north. The salt had taken over the pepper in that beard years ago, and his skin was so brown that he passed for a native easily. He stretched his bulky frame to his full height of well over 6 feet in the old scale. He didn't take to the decimal system introduced into Australia many years ago. Never had. Never was able to picture metric measurements in his mind. If someone had told him they caught a barramundi measuring 50 centimetres, he'd be damned if he knew how long that looked. Tell him it was just a shade under 2 feet long, and he knew immediately. He peeled off his threadbare shirt and shorts to stand naked on the top of the dune, feeling the breeze tickle his bare torso and genitals with its feathery touch, causing tingles down his spine. He wanted nothing more than to launch himself down toward the inviting water with every ounce of energy his old body could muster, but he knew it could spell the end. The north was no place to be foolishly careless. At the top end of eastern Australia, with his nearest neighbour, an unofficial Aboriginal camp nearly 2 hours of rough travel away, and no decent medical care within Cooee, one wrong step could see him in a world of hurt. In truth, stingers were probably the least of it. They were bad enough, though, and the bloody Irukandji could sting you without your knowledge. You'd keel over from a heart attack, and nobody would know. If the jellyfish didn't get you, the bloody crocodiles might. Not that he'd ever seen one on the beach in all the years he'd been there. You never did see the rotten bastards until they were chewing on your leg. Craftiest reptiles that ever roamed the earth. He'd never come across one on his stretch of beach, but he'd seen plenty in the rivers, the estuaries, and the mangroves. Especially the mangroves. No, Bazza didn't give in to the impulse of running down the beach to dive headfirst into the cool water for his morning cleanup. Instead, he ambled down to the water's edge where he scooped up a few handfuls of relieving freshness to throw over himself, washing off the morning's labours and night's sweat. He lathered himself generously in homemade soap scented with eucalyptus. Soap making was a lesson he had learned at a workshop years ago. It came in very handy when the nearest store was close to a day trip away. As the crow flies, Cooktown was not too far away. But on the treacherous roads, especially in the wet, and from where Bazza's stretch of beach was located, Cooktown was a full day's journey away in a four-wheel drive, custom-built vehicle for the north. Bazza washed away the environmentally friendly suds, watching them seized by the outgoing wave to mingle with the salty froth of the ocean. As the water retreated, he saw the many sea worms' heads poking from the sand, attracted by the flavour of the suds. His brothers would never believe he had invented the perfect worm bait.